Our text today is from Luke chapter 12. I'll reread the beginning and the end. Jesus said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants." Peter said, "Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." This is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Stay dressed for action. That's how the English Standard Version puts it. There's nothing wrong with that, though it's perhaps a bit bland. The King James is more vivid. "Let your loins be girded about." Let your loins be girded about. So, Pastor Schneefloke, members of our Savior and friends in Christ, gird up your loins. Which means, put on your belt, roll up your sleeves, and tie those work boots. Be prepared to wade in. The Lord has work for us, and we're headed somewhere. That's what it means. Stand always ready to do what your Lord and Master Jesus Christ tells you, because after all, we are all servants of the Most High, and now, Pastor Schneefloke, you are a servant called out to serve the other servants as well. And we are to be like the children of Israel at the Passover. You remember how the Lord said, "On this night I will bring you out of Egypt." So don't be laying around. Be ready. Be prepared for the journey to the promised land. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Keep your lamps burning. An interesting phrase. The world can be a dark place, so we need burning lamps. Our hearts can be dark places too, so we need burning lamps. And the devil is a roaring lion who seeks to devour those who are in darkness, so we need burning lamps. That's why Jesus speaks about keeping our lamps going. What does he mean? What are our lamps? Our lamps are the lamp of faith. And how are they kept burning? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Pastor Schneefloke, as you have opportunity here, as well as with our brothers and sisters in Christ in Troy, speak that word to us. God has called you to be a vessel through which the Holy Spirit fills our lamps with oil so that our faith is renewed and our love burns brightly. As Christians, we are all, pastors and lay people, we are all to live and work with two things in mind. The two things we should keep in mind as we live and work, and I mean every single day, Monday through Friday and Saturday, as well as Sunday. First, it's better to be rich toward God than to lay up treasures for ourselves on earth. One of the worst things that can possibly happen to a Christian, one of the worst things that can possibly happen to anyone, is that they lay up treasure after treasure after treasure for themselves on earth, but like the rich fool, are unprepared when God says, "Today your soul is required of you." It is better to be rich toward God than to lay up treasures for ourselves on earth. And the second thing to keep in mind as we live and work is this: we don't know the hour, but we know that our master is coming again. We don't have to live with a nostalgia about the past, about how good things used to be. I know sometimes we can do that. The good old days of yesterday, or 20 years ago, or 50 years ago, or Martin Luther's time, or the early church, or whatever it might be. I heard a beautiful phrase recently. Someone said they live with nostalgia about the future because of what we have coming. Sure, the past may have had its great moments, but I can promise you the future will be even better. So we don't know the hour, but we know that the Master will come again, and we are to be prepared for the coming of our Master, and you, Pastor Schneefloch, are to help prepare us for the coming of our Master. Because he is coming again to judge the living and the dead, we are to be watchful for his coming, and you are a watchman appointed to give us warning. We are to be prepared for our Lord to come, so that we are like men who are waiting for the Master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Now, what do you think those servants would be expected to do when the Master finally shows up at the house coming back from the wedding feast? Why, we would expect that those servants should be ready and prepared to serve their Master, to do everything that he's needed, to set the table for him, and to serve him well. But this is what Jesus says. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he, the Master, will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and he will serve them. This is the promise that our Lord gives. As we are girding up our loins and our lamps are being kept burning and we are awake when he comes, he gives us the promise that he will serve us. When we look forward to the wedding feast of the Lamb at the end, it is not a wedding feast where we are the servants, but it is a wedding feast where we are the guests, and indeed we as God's people are the bride of Christ. And our Lord will come and he will serve us, as he does again today. I'm reminded, even as we think here about service as pastors, and as we think about what that means for us also as members of the congregation, I'm reminded that our Lord himself is the pastor of his church. He is the shepherd of his flock. As our Lord said in Ezekiel, I myself will be shepherd of the people. I will feed my people. I will bind up their wounds. I will heal the sick. I will care for all in their need. One of the things that's important for pastors to remember is that we are not the saviors of the church. We are simply the vessels who are called to point to Christ. We are the ones who are the under-shepherd so that the good shepherd can do his work. And Pastor Schneefloch, today you will have that role here at our Savior. It's not your word that you are to speak, but his word. It is not your gifts that you are to serve the church with, but his gifts. And he equips you to do that. He puts them into your hands. Today he will fill your hands with the very body and blood of Christ so that you can feed it to the people here, so that we can receive the food that we need. As Christ serves us now, in view of that time when he will come again and serve us in the life of the world to come. And there are these beautiful statements that Jesus makes, the blessings for those servants who are prepared and ready. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds awake when he comes. That sounds, in one sense, like a fairly low bar to set, right? It's not blessed are those servants whom the Master finds doing all sorts of things when he returns. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds awake. Awake in faith. Of course, even that isn't always easy. We can think of the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane who could not even stay awake with Jesus for 1 hour. But he is the one who keeps us awake. Awake to his life, and awake to his love, and awake to him. And then he says, blessed are those servants again. A beatitude for us as we sit here today, awake or being woken up by our Lord with the promise that we are blessed by him and that he will dress himself and serve us when he comes again. For he does come to serve you today with his gifts, comes to serve you, Pastor Schneefloek, with his gifts as well. He feeds you first so that you can feed the flock in this place. As we all press forward in this life on our journey to the promised land and the life of the world to come. Now, one thing I'm aware of as we install Pastor Schneefloek is that he is better known to us than many pastors when they begin their service in the church. When I began here, none of you knew me at all, brand new, but Pastor Schneefloek is one with whom we are very familiar. That means we know his strengths and gifts. We also know his weaknesses as well. And we must be on guard lest it becomes true what is often said, that familiarity breeds contempt. Now, some of you don't know him that well. As I said, he's been with us but away for the last 3 years, and he will continue to be serving away at our sister church in New Hampshire. And I want to simply walk back through the last 3 years. 3 years ago in the summer, we had two sister churches that became vacant in New Ipswich, New Hampshire, and in Troy, New Hampshire. No pastor and very few pulpit supply pastors to help out in a time of need. And so the call went out in the district, is there anyone who could help out? And I responded and said, well, there's this guy in our church. He's occasionally delivered sermons when I've been on vacation under my supervision. And I suppose if no one else is found, we could loan him out to do the same. And so he did. He went to our Redeemer in New Ipswich first, and then later in the summer to Christ in Troy. And he came back and said, Pastor, these sheep need a pastor. They need God's word and his gifts consistently. And I think I could do that. And so began the journey. 3 years of studies, almost complete. One more year ahead. So began the journey of serving there almost every single Sunday and here on occasion, until at the age of 75, you were ordained as a pastor in Christ's church. So you may know him well, you may just be getting to know him today, but today we are receiving back the one whom God had placed into our midst. We are receiving him back in a new way. We prayed for him and Kathy. We've supported him in his studies and service to the Lord. And now the Lord returns him to us as a pastor, as our pastor, whom we share with our brothers and sisters in New Hampshire. And they will receive the lion's share of what he has to give, but he will also serve among us as well. And so today you are taking the place that Peter describes when he said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? And Jesus said, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. You are called, Pastor Schneefloek, to give us the portion of food that we need at the proper time, to portion God's word for the occasion and the situation, to give to us the law of God when that is needed, to convict us and drive us to repentance, and then to give us that sweet gospel of Christ crucified, a Savior who has borne all of our sins and died for us. It's an art and not a science. And knowing which word to give at which time is something that is learned from study of God's word and in the school of experience, and especially through times of testing and suffering. It's true for pastors, and it's true for Christians as well. Knowing how to apply God's word to your own life is a difficult task. And it is only learned through study, through experience, and also through suffering. You today take the role and position of assistant pastor here, not because you are a superior Christian, not because you have something special about you, but because God wants your people, these people, to receive his gifts. They want us to hear his word. They want us to receive his body and blood and holy baptism and to be taught the faith. And for that purpose, he has called you to this time and to this congregation. But remember who you are. Remember that you are a servant and you are not the master. For the master is coming again, but the master comes to us even now, and the master comes as the one who girded up his loins and who kept his lamp burning and who did it all the way to the cross. Our Lord did what needed to be done for your salvation and for mine, to keep our lamps burning that we might be awake when he comes again. He went to the cross. He bore our sins. He paid for them. He conquered death for us, and he crushed the head of the serpent. And now the light shines brightly, the light of the one who is risen from the dead, the light of Christ who speaks to us in his word, the light of our Lord who gives us his very body and blood, and who does it all through his servants, and now through Pastor Schneefloch. May God bless you in your ministry among us, and may God bless all of us as we receive this servant of Christ, who will keep us awake for our master's return, who will fill our lamps with oil, and who will make sure that we are ready for the journey to the promised land. In Jesus' name, amen.